You may know this day that your sins are gone if you'll come to Christ and forsake the wrong. If you will repent from the heart, forgive, do obey, believe him, sinner, look and live. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. If you'll turn from sin, give your heart to him. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may know just now that you're justified, that you're clean from sin and you're sanctified, and that you can live and his law fulfill. For he says, come sinner, prove me if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. If you'll turn from sin, give your heart to him. You may have salvation if you will, if you will.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Good morning, friends. It is surely a pleasure to be coming your way once again by means of radio, as we do each Sunday at this time. I hope after our short visit you will be more encouraged to press on for the Lord in these trying times. Notice especially this one particular part of that scripture. This one thing I do. Isn't that short and to the point? Here is a man with a purpose in life. Where there is no clear purpose, there is not likely to be much strength of character. And where there is no strength of character, there is only a remote possibility of success. So then, it is one thing to declare a purpose and another thing to stick it out to the end. What we need is a clear and unswerving purpose of heart to do God's will, and then the weaving of the everyday circumstances of life will help us carry out that purpose of heart. Let me put the definition of success in the words of another who has said that success is finding the will of God for your life and then doing it. This means then that once the purpose is found, using every bit of skill, willpower, and patience we can command, we should relate to it, all the circumstances and events of life, in such a way that they do not fall but aid and assist the principal aim. So let me ask you this question. What is your purpose in life? Do you have one? Is it to obtain large sums of money? Or is it to be the president of some big company, or to gain popularity and honor of the world? If so, you may be able to obtain these things. However, sometimes people set their stakes too high and don't reach their goal. And as likely as not, their hindering causes come from their own failure to concentrate their utmost strength. But this matter of serving the Lord and being found faithful to His call is a large order indeed. Furthermore, it presents a real challenge. You see, there are so many things to hinder, and only a few people are willing to take the way of the cross. Do you remember the parable of the seed which was sown? There were several types of ground. Some seed fell by the wayside, where the fowls came and devoured it up. Some fell among stony places, and even though it sprang up, the sun caused it to wither away because it had not much earth. Then there was the seed which fell among thorns. This cause of failure is really heart-touching to me. It was choked out not all at once, but just little by little. It came up and grew, and no doubt the prospects looked good at one time. But as time went on, more and more, the thorns choked out the grain. Isn't this just so true in life? Barrenness comes so slowly that one is hardly aware or able to discern that anything is wrong. It is like the deadly carbon monoxide gas. First, it makes one sleepy. Perhaps their eyes burn a little and sting. But then they lose consciousness and drop off into sleep from which they are never awakened in this life. Or it is like being frozen to death in the Arctic. After a drowsiness comes over that one who has been exposed to the sub-freezing temperatures. And again, we might say it is somewhat like they tell about the frog. They say a frog can be placed in a pan of cold water and put on the stove. Now remember, this is while the frog is still alive. If the water is gradually heated, he makes no effort to escape and is boiled to death right there in an open pan without ever jumping out. Now, I don't know how true that is, for I've never tried it, but it does make sense. But I will say this. It is the trivial things of life which cause many to fail of the grace of God. His doom is brought about by the trifling things, which are so small. These little things don't help him on to God. His life is more like a brush pile rather than a tree which has the limbs and branches all fastened to the trunk where they're growing. In a brush pile, there are many branches and limbs from trees, but they are really not a part of a living and growing tree. Little notes jotted down on pieces of paper are handy if you can find them when you need them. But if they're bound into a volume and indexed, they're worth a lot more because they will be easily found. Then they help the author carry out his central purpose. Referring to the one who said, "This one thing I do," we find the Apostle Paul had learned to be content in whatsoever state he was in. He had learned to make all things work together for good to serve his purpose in life. He had the skill and wisdom and courage and patience to make his life's hardships serve the central purpose. And that purpose was to press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Even the sound of his chains became a summons to others to follow him as he followed Christ. Even like Jesus himself, Paul knew his meat was to do the will of God and finish the appointed work. We really need this text for inspiration. I am glad it is in the Bible. And we need all the help we can get to concentrate our efforts and make them count for God. Some people try to do too many things to be successful in any of them. Did you ever know anyone like this? This matter of serving the Lord requires a specialist. That means hard work and concentration. It also means consecration. A specialist in any line of work needs to learn whatever he can about his particular field of study. Some people like to hunt with a shotgun, while others prefer a rifle. Now, a shotgun may cover a wider area, but a rifle will penetrate deeper and pierce farther into the target because the power is concentrated and not scattered at random. So now, let me ask you, what is your main purpose in life? And do you have the power and ability to carry that purpose to a satisfactory conclusion? I say you can succeed in living for God above all the obstacles that come, but it is going to take a concentrated effort, and some things may go unfinished while you work at the main project. One thing is sure, as you travel the seas of life, you are going to need the Bible. This great book, the Bible, is a compass to those seeking a passage through this life. Shape your life to the course it indicates. Feed on its truths every day. It is food for the soul, The Bible is an unspeakably wonderful book. It contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of life, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It gives light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's chart. Here, heaven is opened and the gates of hell described. Christ is its theme, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, a river of pleasure, and a garden of flowers. It is given us in life, will be open in judgment, and remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, rewards the greatest labor, and condemns all who trifle with it. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. May thy truth not fall into stony and hard hearts altogether, but cause some of it to find good and honest hearts, where it will spring up and bring forth fruit for thy sake, and thine shall be the glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be a help to you with some spiritual problem, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate so much those who have helped us keep the message going forth on the air and through the mail. Here is a song, Home of the Soul. The singers are Bobby and Doyle Forbes, Leslie Busby, and yours truly, Willie Murphy.
Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, he is a light. Off in the storm, lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. Ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal sea. Yes, a sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul,
until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying a very cheerful goodbye, and may God bless you, everyone.
The ransom beside the crystal sea, the sea.